you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
God bless you. This is Elevation Radio 1, and I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner, and we thank you for taking the journey with us. This is a program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus, and we're happy about that. I don't know if you are, but I'm happy, and so we're going to make you happy before this program ends. Our subject today is standing in the corner. Standing in the corner. Is there life after rejection? Is there life after rejection? And Mark 12, verse 6 through 10, speaks about some ungrateful tenants who are disrespectful, violent, murderers, trying to steal the inheritance of the owner's son. They had jobs but were unsatisfied and wanted more. Know anybody like that? Will rob, steal, and even kill to get ahead. Why? Because they did not like the messenger sent to them. Wow. As a righteous messenger, can you stand to be rejected? Today, we will talk with the iconic Dr. Rhonda Hamilton, Executive Director of the Health D.C. and Leadership Commission in Washington, D.C. That's what I said, Washington, D.C. Before we get started, we want to go to the most beautiful part of this program, and that is the First Lady. Lady Leora, read that scripture,
Amen.
Sweetheart. Mm-hmm.
But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife.
My goodness. So first we want to catch on that part. What God made, he made male and female. He did not make trans. Anything else, he made alternatives. He just made male and female. I just want to get that point out. And so it says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. If your father and mother forsake you, they kick out, you can have your spouse. Yeah, if their parents reject you. And so let's go right to, this is going to be an action-packed program today. Let's go right to Dr. Rhonda Hamilton. How are you today?
I am awesome, Pastor Turner. Hello, beautiful First Lady Leora. How are you guys this week?
Thank the Lord to you. Blessed and highly favored. Thank you, and how are you? Praise God.
I am blessed and highly favored as well. I'm going to piggyback on that. This is a beautiful day that the Lord has made. I'm so blessed and honored to be 2,000 on the week.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all can't have church up in here. This is a journalistic
yeah,
program, man, for God's sake.
Oh, my.
And so we're two or three together there they're in my midst. Okay. And so who are you? Well, Dr. Hamilton, never heard of you. Who are you?
I am a beautiful, God-fearing woman. I'm also a woman of God, and I'm also, flawed. But obviously, we all are. I am fortunate to be the daughter of schizophrenia and the daughter of drug addiction. I walk this life understanding where I come from and whose I am. And so we are excited that I am here in the nation's capital helping to spearhead a movement to build a capital city emergency level 2 trauma and wellness center, because I am for all things wellness, mental health, and of course we've got to deal with our trauma. So that's who I am. I'm a soldier out here.
All right. And so who is Healthy P and Me Leadership Coalition? What is that about?
I love these questions. Healthy PC and Leadership Coalition is a group of concerned, committed, and dedicated organizations and citizens out of the nation's capital who, in the face of gentrification, are concerned that we have not done enough from the community aspect to help educate our city on what it's going to take to help us to get our communities back in check. We all want the guns to stop. We all want to see healthy adults walking around. We want to see our children thriving educationally. We all want the same things. We just seem to get off track when it comes to figuring out the solutions. And so we have come forward as a group of community organizations and leaders that are spearheading the charge to make certain that when the dust settles, that we have helped to institute institutions that are going to help to change the status quo.
Sounds rather revolutionary, rather cool.
Sounds so bold, doesn't it?
I tell you.
To make our contribution to history, Mr. Turner. You know, every generation before us has stood up, our Nat Turners, our Malcolm X's, our Martin Luther King's. We have so many that have come forward. Mother Teresa, I mean, we can go on and on. But the reality is that instead of talking about it, we have to be about it.
well, you forgot one of those iconic figures, and please do not offend my queen. That is her cousin, Fannie Lou Hamer.
Absolutely, by no means.
Yeah.
And that's the point. We have so many. And yes, I would definitely want to honor Mrs. Fannie Lou Hamer. Because she and many like her have paved the way. And that's why we know what we need to be doing. Are we?
Oh, okay. So, let's see here. Objection is the limitation of movement, limitation of dreams, rejection is resistance of forward progress by others who think that you do not qualify, that you don't fit. I remember back in pre-K, I was rejected in being chosen to play street football. And I don't think you should handle it this way, but after I was rejected three times, I punched him in the face with my left, and I was in pre-K. I got reprimanded into the rest hall. I was taken and beaten on the wall of the church with a switch. It was a church daycare, and then my mama in the morning the next day, 5 a.m., asked me what did I do, and she pulled the covers back, and she began to extend her pleasure. You should never, but it's how you respond to the rejection that's important. And so don't do what I did. Have you?
Well, that's interesting. I want to tell you a quick story, you and your listeners.
Okay.
You're so dead on, Pastor. Rejection is very, very traumatizing for many, you know, especially when you come from modest means. I can remember when they first put the tennis bubbles in Haynes Point here in D.C., and we were so excited. You know, that was during the time of Venus Garrison, you know, and a little before Venus and Serena. But my aunt, who was an attorney, and my cousin, who had a different upbringing than myself, similarly, she wanted us to go play tennis, and he wouldn't go unless I went. But me being from modest means and being from Southeast D.C., tennis wasn't something on my radar, but I was eager to go. I didn't have the clothing that should have been appropriated for this particular sports event, and I found that out quickly when I became the feelings of rejection or the butt of the jokes. They didn't know the shoes that I walked in, and they didn't know my journey. Had they known and how it made me feel, they might have taken different steps. But had my aunt understood what I would face putting me in that environment and not being properly equipped, she had no idea, I would imagine, that I would experience the rejection, I imagine. I hope she didn't. but the reality is that stayed with me. Every time I watch a tennis match, I feel that I'm as good. I could have been as good as these young ladies, but I was rejected because I didn't fit in. You know, that's a lesson, and I've carried that with me in my living, and that's why I'm out here soldiering, because we've got too many children and families that are experiencing these same feelings, and some of them don't get up from it, and it's unfortunate.
This is the purpose of a trauma and wellness center because, I can only know that I was used to be rejected for how I speak, and this was actually not just in childhood, but also adulthood, because I used to talk super fast, and they liked my voice. And so I was rejected for the clothes I wear, but that was done actually just in school, not just at my employment and work, I've also been rejected for clothing in the church. I remember by a pastor who said, well, how was your suit on? Are you in red shoes? Trying to look better than a pastor? I said, well, when I got more doctor, I didn't even think about it. I was thinking about what I need to do here musically. You've always got to be looking at someone else's standard, or someone's got to bear a standard to you, for some people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you've had that set even when we're trying to build this trauma and wellness center in South D.C. Who is she to come up here and tell us what we need to do? We would hold these people down and we want them and been healed. How dare she? So reject her bill. Reject her proposal. Reject her organization.
Absolutely. They doing overtime. Trying to make certain that I receive their messages of rejection. But what they don't understand is what God has called to be will be.
That's a song, you know. God has for me. It is for me. Amen. All righty. Well, I think talk obviously of who has rejected you. And you really know about it, rejected by those that are some like former mayors and current mayors and things of that nature.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now, my wife, of course, the queen, has never been rejected because she's so pretty and so sweet and she's got lovely ways and never known rejection because I know that because she always tries to get me to do things for her, like take her shopping, take out to eat. You know, like,
honey, do you like this dress? Does it look good on me?
And I'm like, I love that. So I try to fight the influence. And I try to reject her, but it doesn't work. She's my kryptonite. Have you ever been rejected, Queen?
What was that?
Have you ever been rejected?
Of course.
Let me one time.
Oh, by you mean by you?
Oh, no.
Of course, so many times.
I'm trying to burn on my own show here.
A thousand times.
I got to be careful when I ask her.
I've been rejected by a lot of people. I thought you meant by you. It would have been a
okay, fourth. Okay. Let's keep fingering at me. What time did I ever reject you? When
it comes time, when I go to store, no, you're not getting that. No. Come on.
Oh, okay, because that was recently. She wanted to get her eyebrow. And I'm like, what do you think, I'm ATM? Come on, let's go.
Oh, when I wanted to go to work, you'd be like, what am I, your taxi driver?
All right, okay. So, because I'm always being approached, I mean. So,
you asked,
back.
So I'm telling you.
Let me not
ask. For.
Okay, all right, calm down. Hold on. Ring the bell. So, let me see. Don't act out when I have my guest here. Tina 18 says, Christ said, I'm going to be serious and theological. If the world hates you, know that they've hated me. So hatred of you, which is actually rejection, hatred equals rejection, is you say you want to be more Christ-like, you got to be cool because he hated him. And you come in his name, you said. So they're going to hate you. And you're trying to do works that Christ would do, fighting for the poor, the homeless, the widows, the seniors, and the youth. They're going to despise you because they're all about money.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking money out of their pocket, then they ain't going to like you.
Woe to them.
Your projects will be suspended. Your venues will be down. I like to do for 545. Your letters mail from government agencies, like I just did this week, telling me I've done something, and now I've got to go to defend my character and defend that I did have what I supposed to have had when I was supposed to have it. Always a bow. But this is what you, the mature person, what you should expect. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or no.
Yeah.
So it says standing in the corner, sometimes it feels like you are actually, well, we're talking about that the builders have rejected, which is Christ, and is now made the head of the corner. So if you can take rejections, if you can act accordingly after you reject it, if you don't, well, don't spaz out, if you don't lose your mind. Matter of fact, you got to be careful when I name things like sermons and podcast titles, because I end up living it. So I named this program, then I played for a funeral on Tuesday. Before I get to at the church I played, before I could get started, I was, you know, just playing around with some interlude music, and the message came back, if you don't play up-tempo music. And so I was, you know, oh, I get there, I know what I'm doing. then it came back, if you don't play up-tempo music, just go home. And I had to think.
Wow.
Yeah, this is from my past. To think. I've been over 20-some years. I have to think about this. Normally, the old Steve would have just rolled bad reaction to rejection or gone up in the office. Dude, do you have a problem? Okay, the Steve that's humbled, the man that's humbled, mature now, put my head down and ask God for strength. And then I said, if I leave, what will I do to this family who I'm playing the funeral for? They'll be done with it. So I got to suck it up and go and do what and worship God and honor the person who asked me to perform the funeral. And go on from there. And then let God, oh, goodness, let God defend me. Now, that's important. If you pray and leave it in the hand of God, God will defend better than you could have ever thought. This program is about today to encourage all those out there who have been rejected. Don't get depressed. Don't get suicidal. Believe me, I've been there. Thank God he kept me alive today. You can hear my voice, because if I had my way, I'd have been gone a long time ago. So I'm just letting you know that there is life after rejection. Good God Almighty.
Yes, there is.
Rejecting anybody, they say that really it's not you, it's about what you represent.
Absolutely.
I see Christ in you.
Absolutely.
And I don't like it.
Well.
So I must reject you. What's the most rejection you've had?
The most recent rejection, let's see. Well, you can imagine with the launching of our Trauma Center project on Juneteenth Day, we received quite a bit of rejection. And with social media being as cruel as it can be sometimes, folks are not even, you know, apologetic about it. That's what's so interesting. Of course, we're human, but the reality of folks knowing better and not doing better, it's interesting. I believe what you are describing is that we've got to live long enough to learn the word humility, you know? And I'm grateful to be a child of God and to have been rejected so many times, because I've developed thick skin. So for me, rejection just motivates me to succeed, because I've learned in my living that the greatest revenge is to be successful despite the rejection. Amen.
All right. She's having church by herself now. Okay. And so
it's been like that sometimes. I had to do what I had to do. Pastor, this is a wonderful topic.
Well, we have it for it. Christ was blackballed. Did you know that?
That's a word. Absolutely. Yes,
so
he was.
I read that he was not allowed to go into the to heal the woman with the was bent over. He had someone had talked the priest into letting him come back, and so he was in there on trial, probation, and he saw her bent over and he healed her, and this created an alarm, and the priest them out, and then he responded to the priest, you know, the first cries up. You got to end. And just don't intimidate. Don't play with God. Just don't play. So as God, so you know, just don't. He had an answer for him, and it shocked him, and it shut him down. So the
yeah.
point, but he had been rejected. And you, if you want to be more Christ-like, I just realized that you have to be put out of churches. You have to be thrown out. You have to be fired. You got to be. They got to talk about you. He's a whiner, and he's a greedy so and so. And they got to talk of Scott's name and all. If you, then you get into the realm of real working Christ, because he of low reputation, no reputation, low esteem in mm-hmm. terms of people honoring him and things of nature. So you become more the image of Christ, conformed to the image of Christ. This is where you got to go.
Well, I mean, you know, Pastor, you sent some very wise words there, and it makes me ponder, why in the world do we have so many cliques or get-with personalities, folks that, you know, are afraid to stand on their own and to be able to stand on the Word of God and be by themselves, if that's what it calls for. But yet and still, you know, we got a lot of cliques operating, and these are God-fearing folks. So I'm just wondering why the contradiction.
If you want to answer that question, you can call in at 1-914-205-5353-1914-205-5353. You can remain anonymous. It's okay.
This is where you read the disclaimer. Yeah. The
shows
are not necessarily
views of our guests. The words and disclaimer of the program are reliable to the host of the Queen at this time. So,
yeah.
Good
trouble, don't you?
My wife is in good trouble all the time. And so, I thought she said something. So, now, moving past as fear with faith is what's happening today, because I am not a proponent, a big college word, of moving castles in order. That's not one of my favorite things to do. However, nevertheless, I shall, with God's help, get on the boat today and go to a comet cruise, which is 8 p.m. tonight at the dock.
Absolutely, and we're honored to have you. We're honored to have you join us this evening. As you stated, we are hosting several events for our very exciting trauma and wellness center project to be built in the nation's capital in Southeast D.C. And to do that, it's going to take quite a bit of effort, quite a bit of funds, and quite a bit of commitment. And so today's event out of the Annapolis Pier, there where they have the boats, One Dock Annapolis, One Dock Street in Annapolis to be exact. We're going to spearhead a chartered boat. We've got comedians lined up. It's the Comedy Cruise for Charity, and we've got a lineup that is just exceptional. Everyone is raving about it. We've got Mr. Joe Claire, Mr. Stacey Carver. We've got Last Lenny. We've got Mr. Sean Miller. And then also, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our Libra Nation. You know, I am a card-carrying of the Libra Nation. This is Libra season. So we're celebrating birthdays. We got a fashion show going on, Pastor. We're just going to set the film for 3 in the morning.
Warning.
Too much going on.
What about the opium band?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, did I not mention the live band, the Opium? And they're Opium because they're their purpose is ultimately music. So our purpose is ultimately music, they tell me. And so that's what makes up the Opium Band. And they've been supporting us in our work in the community. They play neo sound, jazz, R&B, you name it. They just know how to help us have a good time in the name of community. We've got a red carpet. It's been off at 7:15 to board the
show. I got a red carpet.
Yes, we do have a red carpet, and we're going to be interviewing folks live on Facebook. Mr.
What?
Darius Stanton, he's an Annapolis native, grandson of the Annapolis Four, so very rich in history. He has a show, the
what?
Peace in the Morning Show. Mm-hmm.
I got to get that.
And they, we're pulling out everybody. Yeah, you got to get there early because you're on the interview list. We got to make sure that we recognize our, you know, our stars.
Old people. Said old people, old singers. Yes, I'm coming.
We're going to make sure everybody get on the boat. But you know we'd be running late, so we got to make sure that they get there, do the interviews, get checked in, and then obviously we're COVID conscious. So anyone that's concerned out there, we're going to be making sure to do our part to protect the guidelines and to make sure that we can have a good time safely. I believe there's still a few seats left, and many of your listeners that are interested, I know you can help them to understand how to join you on this beautiful, charitable affair.
I sure can, Dr. Wilson. Let me use my radio. you can email me at Stephen Turner. consultant@gmail.com just to register. Tell me how many tickets. Get your ticket. It's only a house. That's nothing.
Absolutely. And can I just take a moment to thank from the bottom of my heart the beautiful Elevation Radio One family who has supported me for this entire month thus far. I have enjoyed these Saturday sessions, and I have most importantly enjoyed seeing all the wonderful advertisement and all of your wonderful marketing of our events. I appreciate your support, and we would love to know who your supporters are. So if you guys are getting tickets and you're coming out through Pastor Turner's network, we want to know about it so that we can recognize you. We are excited. We are a strong people, and together we're stronger, and we're excited to go out on the water this evening to celebrate such a beautiful cause.
Okay. And so that sounds, what do you think about it, sweetheart?
I'm excited. I think it's awesome.
You're excited?
Yes. I'm excited, and I think it's awesome.
You know, jump up. More vibrant.
Jump up? Oh, my
jump
God.
Up.
Yeah! I love you, too.
Good guy.
Thank
As
you.
I always got out of my hand. So, shout out to one of my listeners. It is Pastor Jeff Jackson. Yeah, I didn't know the call name. I read my questions. I can do it together one time, and I heard that I'm listening. So, shout out to Jeff Jackson, Pastor. If you want to call me, you can at 1-914-205-355. I am for his church sister, Dr. Retta Jackson, and it was just I love. Attitude, his spirit, and the way he enjoys the pastor. He actually loves his people. And so they've got some food over there. My wife was over there eating, and she was eating, and I had to drag her out of the church. Got to go home. Everybody knows on Facebook that she loves to eat. And so most of my money goes into her stomach. My point was that I don't know who. I don't. Okay, I'm in trouble. Excuse me. I don't know. I was called down from heaven. I don't know if food on the boat, buffet food, is going to be as good as my wife had eaten over at Jeff Jackson's church, or that she cooked herself. What actually is on the menu? Do you know?
Well, I know that I hear tale that they're going to fry some fish. I'm excited about that. Can't get on
Watch
the water
that.
Without having a piece of seafood. I understand that, you know, many of us love baked macaroni and cheese that come from the menu. I understand that our barbecue is making the menu, so we are going to be doing pretty well.
Oh, you're trying to people from some fish on the water.
We're trying to make sure people have a good time as they're laughing and enjoying themselves, and they understand that when we call, put call out, that we need our community to come on and support, that they will show up. And so we want to take care of our folks so that they continue to support our efforts. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of how I hear tell that your former president still trying to get forced to overthrow and do an audit of the election results, and he's actually lost more votes. He had first time something alone. He had more votes the first time than now votes. You know, I'm just saying all of the things that's going on with Republicans, the House of trying to vote down bills, and they've got a commission on January 6th, four close associates being picked by the commission, special commissioner, and then there's other staff indicted. I mean, if it went away, and like everybody else, then other associates next to him wouldn't be paying the price for this. But he should play the authorized it. Let me just come up so they can really put him away for the rest of his life, or what's left of it. Because he is guilty of creating and that's the worst example of paneling rejection.
Well, you know, I wish that they would make more examples of these folks that are found to be doing wrong. You know, we're in some very challenging times, and too many are suffering just because folks are greedy. They're not being held accountable. And when we do find that they're guilty, you know, we're not making the examples that we should be. Public office and service is supposed to be about the people. And, you know, we've got to do something about these greedy folks with selfish understanding, purporting themselves to be public servants.
I don't know if you know, in the news here, and I don't know what's going on, virtually suffered Trumpism in D.C., but as far as corruption, that's visible. I mean, the air day, we got something that's going on here from the school system, where students are being passed on grades, which is the ultimate rejection because of rejection society. It's like they're harvesting a crop of criminals. It's what they want. It's on purpose.
Amen. You said a mouthful there. Harvesting a crop of criminals. My goodness.
Because they get paid for that. And then also I learned on tour when I was working for the mayor's office, I think it was, years ago, when I went to something called the spice industry. And I took a tour with the executive director, and I don't know why my clients were so angry when it came to it. Why? Because they were working, making cherry wood, making tags to stay home for the cars, and getting, I said, well, how much do you pay them? We tell them, he was a different guy. We pay the highest we probably pay is $1.95. Are you serious? I laughed while walking through the prison. $1.95. When you incarcerate this man, or these men, you also, did you know, Mr. Mack, you incarcerated their entire family. He can't live his dream. He can't maybe be a breadwinner. He got kids out there, a wife or girlfriend, or baby's mom. Okay, it's a handicap. And that's what you see. So he's making, the profit he's making is expensive. And, what you paid him. I got a bad report when I came from the ministry. I came out there and challenged them. Never speak the truth. Am I living in pressure? I just don't know if I can't talk. It's what I'm told to say, and oh, I remember now, when I was working for the Boy Scouts of America, I began to speak about an argument between a visiting group and the Boy Scouts executives and administrators, and it came up. Now, I want you to talk to me. So go up and stand up and say this. And I'm like, no, if I stand up and say that, I'm going to lose my job. I don't want that. I like this job. I like this corner office. I like this, these clothes I got. I like the future because I'm getting more money than I pass for money. No, I'm not going to. God has a way of worrying you and pressuring you into you when you're a prophet, preacher, whatever, to Peter to say what he told you to tell him. You got delivered a message. And so you're going to be evicted. So the room was alive. The president said, this is why we hired the man for his expertise in urban studies. It's fantastic. That's what he said on Tuesday. I went when I got to work. I sat him huddled around my office. And by maybe 1 week later, I was gone. Fine. Rejected because I told the truth to garner peace. And you're going to be rejected. Oh, my God, when you are trying to stand. You know that this program is really about you. I don't know if you know that. Just letting you know that as you are spinning and trailblazing, because I don't know if I've ever heard any on the order. Maybe I'm just living in a hut, building a trauma and wellness center. By black, staff black, funded by black, and led by black doctors is unheard of.
Unruly. We're out of order. Didn't we come over here on a boat for different purposes? How dare they? And they've got the nerve to go get on another boat and celebrate doing things like this. We're out of order.
Listen, hold on a second.
Off with their heads.
Let me go my tennis section there. Let me tell you now, these niggers trying to build a boat and going on a boat to raise some money. Why, Billy Buck?
Have you heard of something ludicrous?
Yeah. I can't say that word. But, if anything else today, I've never seen these African doing this kind of thing. I don't have their own mind. You don't have no mind until I tell you what to say.
Where'd they get that educated from? So we had a lot for
that. Hold on a second. I'm going to look at my paper. I'm going to look at the paperwork. It says here they got the idea from a...
You're getting in trouble.
They got the idea from some... Now go on, Queen Turner, cousin of Lou Hamer. I'll tell you, we should have jailed off of Lou Hamer a time ago and we have her sentence, and it caused trouble.
Thank God for that, Queen. Thank God for her. We have to root back to our ancestors to know how to be and what to do. Amen. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. 914-205-5355. Anybody going to call in? Does anybody want to call in? Anybody scared to call in? Or you just want to what's going on? Because you can't handle what Dr. Hamilton has said. He's radical, revolutionary. All right, no problem. And so, call Snow just in case he's listening. He called me yesterday, and last night I was knocked. I was trying to. She put something in the food and knocked me out. So when I woke up, that's when I had a call. And so I tried to come back. I didn't know publicly that I called him back. And I think he was trying to find out information about his cruise because you're in his home neck of the woods. And so if he's listening, we want to see you. We want to go. And we've made preparations for you to go. The great Dr. Carl Snowden. Hope future state of America. Yeah. Especially a civil rights. Been re- rejected. Oh, my goodness. So that's what you're really doing. You're doing something community, humanity, and health to really do civil rights. And I wonder if you would do it for the Europeans, you can have all kinds of things. Dr. Holland, we appreciate what you're doing. This is just great. And here, take this check for 100,000K and apply it as you need to. Dr. Holland, give her a hand.
What a pretty little job. What a pretty job. Trying to do something for people.
Give me 10 of those pink comedy Chris shirts that I saw you displaying today on Facebook.
Oh, did you see that?
I don't miss
my... trying to keep it interesting.
I don't miss. And so I will lie and say that let me see if I can do it in a more country way. My wife would like to get one of those L, she's an XL.
Is that so? She's L. Well,
XL.
Talk to the powers that be about that. Those, we're showing that this is a fundraiser endeavor in that we've got the $10 raffle tickets. We've got $25 commemorative t-shirts.
Think about it.
That's a way that folks can help support this. We don't always have a whole lot of money laying around, but for the cost of a meal or the cost of not our nails done, we can actually support the cause for a group of motivated folks in the nation's capital that are doing the great work that we all can take part in. And on top of that, everything we do towards our efforts, you have a tax-deductible ability to be able to capture or recapture your investment. So, you know, we try to make it as possible and as necessary as we could, so that our folks from all walks of life could get involved. Because you know the first thing they say, oh, what those people want. They must want some money, what they want us to do. So we don't do anything, care, open up your heart, figure out if you got a few coins in your wallet that you can show your support. Because mental health and trauma is something that in our community we don't talk enough about, and there are too many that are still being rejected, too many people are feeling they're not worthy of being loved. And you know, all God's children are worthy of being loved. We honor you with a commemorative T-shirt because we appreciate the wonderful work that you guys have done to help illuminate our cause. And this is for the people, by the people, we need it now more than ever. And Pastor, I can't thank you enough for the platform.
Oh, okay. Well, God bless you.
Let me just say this before I forget. I get so much. I'm so overwhelmed. I want to put the website out there because there's so much that I don't put out. I talk fast, and I'm just so full of emotion with seeing it all come together. www.capitalcityemergency.org is the website that houses all of the wonderful information about what we're doing and how we've gotten to this point and what the movement is all about. And in addition to that, we have a T-shirt page. So you'll be able to see all of our wonderful T-shirts thus far. We're inviting you, especially if you're a member of a church, member of a fraternity or sorority, why don't we make it fun and get you all involved? You don't have to come up with money, but what you can do is buy a T-shirt, and you can rock it in your own colors, in your sorority colors, in your church colors. You can add your church logo. You can put your own message some kind of way on there. You know, we got to keep it within reason. But the point is, we want to make it as customizable as possible so that you would create a wardrobe around our mission. And all we ask is that you allow us to put the back of the shirt, our Capital City trauma message, so that everywhere you go, our messaging and our work will go. So we tried to make this as possible, necessary, and integratable as possible into our everyday life. Because no one likes to give money, but everyone loves a great cause, and everyone can do something. $25 is not a lot to be able to customize a shirt so that you can support the community.
Oh, I'm thinking this where the powers that be about Elevation Radio. One. Hello?
Sounds like the ice cream man is coming.
Hold up a second. Hold up a second. Your guest out of order. Out of order.
Uh-oh, the police.
Stand. Ma'am. See you on registration. You can go in and cut across the host of the show and whenever you fit, man. Go in here. I'd give you the right. So let me give you here this conversation. I think I should do cider.
Huh?
Queen. What, you think I'd give her a solution for this?
Queen.
Hold a second. Hold a second. No man speaks to the queen but me. So.
Oh, my God.
I said, what had been said to the queen? The guest here is out of order, cutting across the host, the music man. And so somehow the podcast will leave for call. Got a 10-4-38. When I got her, they're going to sign you an invitation for cutting. Ready to write that. It, what do you think should be done? Oh, great. Queen.
I know you said something, but I know you said something.
Go again.
Just,
Jesus Christ.
Like, I can hear you.
Okay.
You understand.
All right, all right. Should she get a ticket, violate the rule of
police? Okay, yes. Should she get a ticket? You said, should she get a ticket?
Yes.
Who?
Dr. Clinton.
Okay.
So I can write it.
You said, should she get a ticket?
Come on, just forget it. Just forget the whole thing. And so if you can help Music Man, because he's got problems with his staff, at 1914-205-5383. I mean, we don't progress with 2018. I mean, what, you just want to know him. You hope. Exactly. You want to get the previous program. You can go to www.spreaker.com and Elevation Radio 1. You can go to www.talkradio.com/Elevation Radio 1. You can go to Facebook, Elevation Radio 1 or Elevation Radio 1 Podcast Showcase. And by chance, if you are looking for an organist, because the church I play for is our Elevation, and I want to first of all, you can call me at 1-400-302-2737. That's 1-400-302-2737. For the on-call organist, I just said the on-call organist operated in the DMV 1794. Oh, yeah. Thank God. And so we've got minutes. See that I am basically dressed and ready to network, negotiate, and pay. Yeah, I'm ready. As soon as I...
I said, I am ready to, Pastor. Yes.
It's just good to be prepared.
You know, I want to say to your listeners, can I share something with your listeners? Something I realized that they're having the Kunta Kinte Festival down in Annapolis. So don't be intimidated by the parking. I know that festival ends at 7. We don't pull off the dock until 8. So listen, let me pull off. You know, I'm not used to being on a boat.
Okay.
We don't sail into boats. So there will be plenty of parking. There is a local parking garage that is not even a two-minute walk. So there's plenty of parking. Please don't fret. We are not going to pull off before 8 p.m., and we would love to have you all.
Well, let me ask a question. How far is the parking lot? Right in front of the boat.
Well, there's plenty of parking in front of the boat, but because they have a festival that's going to be wrapping up, I would imagine initially for folks that get there early, they may be challenged when they see all of the traffic, but that should be clearing out. So there is plenty of parking in front of where the pier is. However, if for some reason folks are running behind and they get there at 7:30, 7:45, don't fret. There is a parking garage that will receive the overflow of parking.
And is the parking garage free?
Yes, it is. It's public parking and it's free, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. The air of Baltimore would do something like that.
Well, there you go. We're getting too big for our britches now. You know, we start talking about these public officials, and I necessarily want to, you know, they don't jump at the chance to support these community efforts until we bring enough noise, and that's why we're depending on your listeners and our local supporters to help us to bring this noise, because change is imminent.
Well, can you say the word recall? And if anybody wants to how to do a recall, basically, because I've got a one from the state of California, that gives you a blueprint you must do, just hit us up at elevationradio1@gmail.com, and I will say that I want to do a recall. I ask you the state you're in, and okay, I'll just hit it. No charge at all, because you need to pre.
Absolutely, I'm second that.
My goodness.
I'm second that, sir. We got to do some more recalling. We got to get our folks motivated. We want change.
Yeah. And so my wife actually, I don't know if some folks don't, but just now as we are, and how she, you know, loves on the Music Man. she loved me. But I don't like that. When I first called her, I got a number. I got a number, and I said, hey, how you doing? I said, yeah. She said,
who is this?
I said, this is Steve.
Who is Steve?
I was rejected. And so, like 8 minutes trying to explain who I was. And it hit what she said. Say that happened. Some strep guy. She said, "The little organist." I was like, "Oh, okay." So I said, "Okay." I wanted to know she was having a birthday. So I said, "Can I tell for your birthday?"
No, Brother Steve.
So, you know, I've always been you since you know slight growth. Some sliced bread. I want to take you out. I can fuck you out one time. Then I can die because I've lived my life sufficiently. And she's like, oh, bro. So I can take you out on Saturday. Well, I don't know. So I'm like, I'll tell you what, let's call you back on Saturday. And put the phone down. I didn't know that she played me, Dr. Hamilton. She was like, yes. Yeah. Went and picked up it up. Didn't tell me nothing about it.
Well, you were a descendant of history, so you needed to come correct, I'm sure, and it looked like you did.
Whatever. Anyway. Hold on a
second. You stepped the royalty. We got to come correct. Or else.
Another option. Keep my lane. I'm going to throw you in a hoosegow. when I called Saturday morning, she said, hello. I said, hey, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday unto you. Hey. And I said, who's taking friends?
No. No.
Enemies? No. Enemies?
No.
Nobody. Listen, I've tried to do something about it. So what I will do is I will take you out to a movie and dinner and pay for everything. Don't you worry about it. And so remember where you live at. So I'll be at 9 a.m. and we'll go. I just want you to do one thing for me.
What is that?
I said, look as beautiful as you all do. All right, I clean the phone down because I'm king. So I wrote there on faith, hoping to be rejected again. And when I got there, Dr. Hammond, guess what I found?
What you find?
A little slow. I said.
Yeah, my timing's off still, huh?
Take another month here.
My head, not my heart.
Maybe take another month here. But my point was that, there you go. I guess we're kind of done.
What's that?
Boy, I tell you. I'm going to go back.
You know, we got to charge some of this to the technology gods.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So, head on, Brit. Calling Dr. Hamilton.
Yes, sir. I'm here. I think I have a delay. I think that folks, the powers that be, are starting to find our frequency here.
Oh.
What I would say to you is that to your message of rejection, it's very real. And whether it's relationship or community service or just in your personal living, if you've ever been rejected, you know that feeling, and you should be motivated to want to do something different. There are power in numbers, and we must come together and to be able to turn these rejections into positive outcomes, and we can certainly do that. I love your reference about your stepping to our dear queen. There are many folks that can relate to that. I've been rejected in relationship scenarios many times, but here we are to tell the story, and that's the beautiful thing. There is life after rejection.
Mm.
Amen.
That was fantastic. You were my all my training is paid off. Yeah, okay. And so, 1-1-4-0-5-3-5-3. Well, I'm thinking now.
As always, it was a pleasure having Dr. Hamilton on the program. And,
I'm so nervous.
You know, because I'm here. I'm here building something for my tent, that's why. A cover. So, but anyway, Dr. Hammond, it's always a pleasure having you on the program.
This is it. Can you just cut me off?
You just, I apologize.
Dost thou or what thou hast done? Yeah, in trouble when you had to speak games.
Oh my god!
You
too.
Let me say, when you marry someone from New York, you really have your hands.
Oh my god!
But God has given me hands. give us your tech number one more time, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I hear you saying Dr. Hamilton.
Folks, help me, Jesus. How can folks call you?
Folks can reach me at 240-274-9436. They can also check out the website at www.capitalcityemergency.org. They can follow up with our Elevation Radio 1 family. This is an ongoing effort. If you're not able to make today's cruise for whatever reason,
you better make it.
Still be a part of it. Yeah, we'd love for them to make it. We want folks to know that this is not the end-all, be-all. This is an ongoing effort, and everybody can still participate. And Pastor Turner, we have been so appreciative to have been sponsoring your programming for the month of September. We're looking forward to staying a part of the Elevation Radio 1 family, and we would hope that all of our rejected folk out there would know that there's space in our movement for them. There's power in numbers. Amen.
Yeah, so it's reach for 87 or M16, you know, some folks do. Come
please
to
don't do that.
To the level 2 trauma wellness center. And when it's my client said, we have a spot out. When you give and donate, we can build it. Matter of fact, if you give us money, we'll even put you in there. How's that?
Well, Well, I tell you, we'll take it.
There we go. All right. And so, listen, let me make my declaration. I will be coming to you if you're interested in being a turn in history, making black history, saving communities, starting in D.C., keyword, starting in D.C., then give me a call at 1-410-302-2737 and tell me what you'd like to do. You want to receive a picture, and I will readily email it to you. And email me at stephenarnerconsultant@gmail.com. That's a consultant, OS, @gmail.com. And tell me, send that package, boy. Just add a package. And we'll give it to you and send it to you through it. And your donations are securely protected. And it's a viable and legitimate 501c3. Healthy DC Leadership Coalition. That's fantastic. And we now come to the end of our program. And so we thank you for listening. Look forward to speaking with you. And for those who have been rejected, there is life after rejection. But it's up to you to ask God to pull you through it and give you means to be resilient. It means lasting your situation. And you do it. If I could, I'm just a regular dude. You'll be good for you, too. All right. All right. And that's all we have today. Take it back.
Bye. Oh my God. Sorry.
What about Spanish? What about say it in Spanish? Rick.
Adios.
Adios, amigo.
Love amigos, it.
Please.
Love
it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you.